About 12 billion years ago, scientists think, from a singular explosion, the universe was born. In those first moments, intensely hot hydrogen and helium raced outward, thinning, cooling, and clumping into vast, organized structures. Within a few billion years, countless galaxies had emerged, each one containing hundreds of billions of stars, constantly changing in cycles of birth, death, and rebirth. In one of these galaxies, about 5 billion years ago, one average-sized star, our Sun, captured in its gravitational field the gas and dust that would become 9 planets.
The Legacy Run was tearing itself apart. At most, it had seconds left. Hedda released the control sticks and tapped out commands on her console, activating the bulkhead shielding that separated each cargo module in the instance of a disaster, thinking that perhaps it might give some of the people aboard a chance. Hedda locked eyes with her first officer, who was staring at her, knowing what was about to happen. He saluted. "Captain," Lieutenant Bowman said. "It's been an..." The bridge ripped open. Hedda Cassett died, not knowing if she had saved anyone at all.
"Damage report,"
Admiral Cronara called out. This latest attacker had used the same trick a few others had managed, skipping out of light speed inside the Third Horizon's shields.
"Breach on decks 3 and 4. But it was a non-essential area, Admiral. We've got emergency crews on the way, but it won't affect any significant systems."
He'd never seen anything like this. The Nile weren't fanatics, as far as he knew. They were just marauders. What would compel these people to kill themselves like this?